There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. All right, Jake, do we have to keep talking about Scott Frost or not? What did the people say? You tell me.
I think we've probably got more people saying move on. I don't know if they're tired of the talk or they just dislike Frost that much, but yeah.
I'm cool with that. You even said during the break, you were like, oh, I can just tell you don't want to talk about this and this guy. And I was like, yeah, pretty much. So I'm good with that. Okay. So some of the main topics for today's show, as we had planned, we're going to get back on schedule. Now, Dylan Raiola, it was interesting that Dylan Raiola kind of randomly came up in the last segment. There was something, it was at Husk Guys on X. They posted something and said Dylan Raiola over or under 20 and a half interceptions. And I was like, oh man, that's a great topic. Let's also talk about the INT, touchdown interception ratio. So one of the things we will talk about throughout the rest of the course of the show is, will Dylan Raiola have over or under 20 and a half interceptions and I'm sorry, 20 and a half touchdowns. I said that to begin with, right? 20 and a half touchdowns, yeah. That'd be a terrible amount of interceptions. 20 and a half touchdowns and over or under 7 interceptions. Now, the 7 interceptions was not part of the original tweet that I saw or post on X, whatever that's called these days, but that was something that I think is equally important. I mean, if he throws 21 touchdowns but has 15 interceptions, that's not great. I'd rather have 16 touchdowns and 8 interceptions or something like that, at least a 2-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. All right, also, what I want to talk about now, and we touched on this a little bit yesterday, but the first ever, and I don't know that any other school's ever done this either. I think we're the first one to do this. I like when Nebraska's the first one to do certain things. But the first ever alumni volleyball match. Again, we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but we now know some of the alumni that will be a part of this alumni match. And of course, some of the names you would expect, right? But are very exciting. You got Jordan Larson, Lauren Stivrens, Kelly Hunter, Lindsey Krause, Kenzie Maloney, Layla Blackwell, Ali Battenhorst. What are your thoughts on seeing some of the alumni? And that's 7 of them that I just listed right there. Is that 7? Yep, that's 7. I'm a math major. Used to be not. Okay. What are your thoughts on some of the alumni that will be participating in this? And you have to give an early favorite, Jake. Who's going to win this thing?
Yeah, it's just it's fascinating, this decision to go through with it, because you're kind of thinking, man, it wouldn't necessarily be a good look. We mentioned this yesterday. If Nebraska loses, also might not be a good look if some of the pros lose. So it makes it very interesting. And there are some names in here of some gals that either had most recently played at Nebraska or are currently playing professionally. So this thing is so intriguing. I'd love to see the betting odds because I don't even know where to set it at. But I mean, if I had to choose, I think I have to think Nebraska's got some sort of plan to allow the college team to win. So I think there's something that's going to alter this to allow the college team to win. That's what I'm going with.
It's an interesting dynamic because Jordan Larson was just an assistant coach with a lot of these gals the past couple of years. I was very curious to see if Lexi Rodriguez, she was not mentioned, but that would have been awesome because she just played with a lot of them for the past 4 years. Like, how sweet would that have been? Oh, man, it's going to be fun. My gut, I'm probably the only one who really cares about this. It's just the competitor in me. Like, I've at least gotten to the point where I can play board games with my wife and the loser isn't mad at the other person for like a week. Like, when we first got married, and you got to keep in mind, I was still playing. Like, since I've retired, I've had to learn not everything is a competition, because everything was a competition with me. Like, sorry, Yahtzee, card games. Like, if you beat me, I wasn't going to be mad at you, but I was not going to want to be around you for, like, that was just me. I didn't want to be around you for a bit. And my wife is incredibly nice and sweet, but she has this flip side to her. Like, she's a black belt in taekwondo, and she coaches club soccer and basketball, and She's the CEO of the Carriker House, keeps us running in the right direction. She's got this side where she's an intense competitor too. And so as silly as it sounds, we'd be playing card games or we'd be playing whatever. And whoever lost, like, would be mad at the other person for like legit 24 to 48 hours. And so I remember sitting down at the apartment that we were renting in DC while I played for the Skins. And I was like, all right, like, we can't be getting divorced over Yahtzee here. Like, we need to sit down and we need to be able to play games with each other. And I think we had two kids at that time. We got to, when our kids are older, we've got to be able to play kids with our games with our kids when they're older, our other kids, if we have some. Apparently we've had some since then, for those who don't know. And I was just like, this can't continue. And that was kind of the first time I realized, okay, not everything is a competition. And so since I've retired, like, I had this switch when I played. I'd get on the field. And I was a very different person than I was off the field. But a lot of times, I would find ways without even trying to motivate myself. Like, if somebody said something, I wasn't going to forget that, especially if it was not positive. Now, if it was true, I wouldn't get mad at them. I'd get mad at myself. If it was true, it wasn't true, then I'd get mad at them. But I was easily motivated. But anyways, my point is I had to kind of find ways to learn and grow beyond that, especially once I retired. So maybe I'm the only person who's like genuinely curious what the outcomes are going to be. Maybe nobody else cares. For me, I mean, you've got...
There's nothing like being in the stands cheering on your favorite team. Game Time is your hack to unlocking amazing tickets in just a few taps. Plus, their Game Time guarantee means you can trust you'll get 100% authentic tickets at the best price. Fees are always included, so what you see is what you pay. Get the best deals on sports tickets. Download the Game Time app and create an account to start searching for tickets to upcoming games and events. Swipe, tap, ticket, go. Game Time.
So obviously, they're women. The girls who are playing in college are women, but you've got grown frickin' women on the alumni side. Like, girls who've been, women who've been playing this for 20 plus years in some cases. So I'm going to give the slight edge to the alumni. You make a fair point. Is this going to be like Jake Paul and Mike Tyson? And there's like a little bit of a predetermined outcome here. I'm not saying that I know that that's the case. I'm just like what Jake said earlier, like, you want the college team to look good. You know what I mean? And, but then do the alumni, would they really take a dive? I don't think they would do that. I think it's got to be a true outcome, and I'm going to give the slight edge to the alumni.
Well, I'm fascinated to see too, like, what comes out of this. If Nebraska, let's say the team loses to the alumni and then go on and like go undefeated, you know, then we're going to say, well, they got to play the alumni every year, so they learn at first. And so it could turn into something very fun. But man, it's good to get competition that early. And of course the volleyball team will have played together, get team camaraderie and all that, and know, you know, more familiarity. So I think you might play until the college team's ahead and then cut it off. I don't see a situation in which they can lose this.
It's crazy to me, because who would have ever thought you would see Jordan Larson playing against Nebraska's volleyball team, or Allie Battenhorst, you know, transfers to USC, but comes back, plays for the Supernovas, and she's going to be on that court with former Huskers playing against other former Huskers. You know, Kelly Hunter, Lindsey Krause, let me see, Kenzie Maloney here, Lauren Stivrens. Oh, I'm excited to watch this. To me, this is like, I don't want to say I'm more excited for this than like a Final Four match or something, but this is like on that same level. I'm genuinely curious. I guarantee going in, it's going to be all love and friendships, and then that you better not beat me in freaking Yahtzee and chutes and ladders. That competitiveness is going to come out, and you're going to see some fun. At the end of the day, everyone knows it's all love. I can't wait to watch this thing. I can't wait to see it. Do we have anything off the text line? And people want to move on past Frost, but anything on the text line in general outside of Frost and or volleyball related we should address real quick there, Jake?
Doesn't look like it. There's still some comments on Frost, but other than that, you know, there's people trying to figure out different ways. Like Scott Minnesota says, Nebraska has a bye September 27th. Anyone else want to go to Manhattan for UCF and Kansas State? So people might be going traveling to go cheer against Frost. I think that's an interesting dynamic. And Nolan Border says, how fun would it be to play UCF in a bowl game? I think we'd all agree that would be fantastic.
Okay, so that's That's not direct. That's Frost related.
It's more of a fun side of the Frost discussion, at least.
It's a different. There you go. Different side of the Frost discussion. Would you really want to play UCF in a bowl game? Genuine question, Jake.
I would love it. I mean, bowl games are so weird. I don't know who'd be sitting out, but I would love it. I do understand because there's also been talk. Let's just play them. Let's beat them on the field instead of home and home. That's the worst look. You're not going to do that because if you happen to lose that game as Matt Rhule, and you don't even have to be the worst team. Sometimes a different game can happen. You're not going to set that up.
Yeah.
That's not a good situation. But if it happens to happen in a bowl game, absolutely. I'd be fired up for it.
Would he set foot back in Lincoln? The home and home, you said. There'd have to be a Lincoln part of this.
No way.
So he'd do the Sharon Moore, where I'm going to be suspended that particular game. I know he's not suspended, but you get my point? Like, oh, man.
I hate to say this, but as a Husker fan, I love because people did that. They were so upset. They're like, all right, let's just settle it on the field then. Let's do it. And I'm so burned as a Husker fan. I'm like, maybe let's, I'm not as, back in the day, I would be like, yes, let's settle in the field. Nebraska hasn't won a big game, beat a top 25 team, in so long. I'm like, I don't know if I want to settle it on the field right now. Maybe we should just keep arguing. Although the UCF-Nebraska matchup right now particularly would favor Nebraska.
All right. So here's how I'll answer that. I agree with you. Regular season matchup, not great. Now, you could do a one-time neutral site game. We would bring 90,000. UCF would bring 3. Why don't we just make that a bowl game if we're going to do that? So the home and home, probably not great. The college football playoff, if we were to play them, somehow they get in, we get in. I probably wouldn't be uber excited about that. Now, if we win, I'd be through the roof excited. But you make a good point. The best team doesn't always win in a one-game scenario. Anything could happen. Imagine if we did lose. Oh, my Lord. And plus, if you're in the college football playoff, you don't need added excitement. I like the bowl game thing, though. I do like the bowl game thing because people will be excited if and when Nebraska goes to a bowl game next year. It won't have the same excitement. And the more you continue to go to a bowl game, the less excited people will be over time because eventually you want to be in the playoff. So just trying to add a little intrigue to a bowl game, especially if it were like 2 years from now or even this upcoming season, I could see that. I could see that. All right. Let me see here. I got one question. By the way, Jake brought that up. Jake brought up Scott Frost again. That was not me. I just want that pointed out. All right. Officially and finally moving on. I do have one question for the fine folks at home. Send your answer into the text line. All right. What's that number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
If you could change the outcome of one play to change the trajectory of the Nebraska football program, which would it be and why? One play in Nebraska football history that you could change and you think it might have the biggest effect on the trajectory of Nebraska football programs going forward, what play would you change and why? Let us know. Text in and we'll be right back.